This is Imran, and you're listening to In My Humble Opinion. As I have said before, on my website at www.imran.com, there are many, many reasons that I consider George W. Bush the most incompetent president our nation has ever had the misfortune of electing or having imposed upon us. Now, that is not a political stance that I have. I do not belong to the Republican or the Democrat or any other political party. I say it based upon his actions. I say it based upon his policies. I say it based upon his obvious lack of competence. It is a really sad thing for me as an American, but obviously very heartwarming for me as a person individually to see that the latest poll shows that many Americans now consider George W. Bush to be the worst president since World War II. So it's not just my opinion. It's not just the opinion of many Democrats or liberals or whatever people like to call them. It is a large number of people in our own nation now feel that George W. Bush is the worst president since World War II, according to the latest polls. Now, the interesting thing I find here is that if you've ever seen Jay Leno and The Tonight Show, there is a segment called Jaywalking, in which Jay Leno goes into college campuses on the day of graduation, and it is really scary to see how many college graduates literally cannot name who was president before Ronald Reagan. So, in my humble opinion, the fact that this survey and the polls show that George W. Bush is the most incompetent president or the worst president since World War II is actually not the full story. It's probably because people do not remember who the presidents were before World War II. Otherwise, they would easily come to the conclusion, as I did, that he is the most incompetent, worst president this nation has ever had. And that's not just my opinion. Many other people are listening to it and agreeing. And that seems to be the case also with many people in the red states that had basically elected or re-elected Bush with the large majority that he had the last elections. Now, that brings up the issue of why I consider him an incompetent president or the worst president. It's not just his religious-driven agenda. It's the fact that he was not there to serve this country. He is the man on whose watch September 11 happened and Katrina happened. He is the man who started the wrong war to make Halliburton rich while ExxonMobil has basically screwed the American consumer. No, it's the fact that he also surrounds himself with either people like Dick Cheney, a sitting vice president whose ex-company Halliburton is making billions of dollars, Donald Rumsfeld, whose mismanagement of the Iraqi war has cost 2,500 more American lives and tens of thousands of Iraqi deaths. But on top of that, this is the president, George W. Bush, who was congratulating Brownie for doing a great job with Katrina. In the meantime, people were dying all around the city. And that same administration has Michael Chertoff as the Department of Homeland Security Secretary. And that is the man who has gone out of his way and cut funding. He has cut funding for New York City. New York City is the prime number one target for any terrorist, any fanatic, any fundamentalist, and anybody who hates the United States. They do not think the United States as Los Angeles or Miami or Seattle or any other city. They see New York as the prime number one target. And New York City's funding has been cut by Michael Chertoff, and the guy does not even have the good sense to back down and fix his problems. Again, the incompetence comes not from Michael Chertoff himself, but also from the people he has working for him. And this is an example of Bush's decision making. They are actually increasing the funds to defend places that make cheese while they are cutting funding for New York. And that number crunching job was done by this woman who is called Tracy Henke. She is one of the people that George W. Bush put into their official positions without confirmation because he knew that they would have a tough fight because these are politically motivated people who are giving money to defend the homeland where there is not going to be an attack. And it just happens that the money is mostly going to places where there are tight Republican races taking place. This is playing politics with our homeland. This is playing politics with our security. This is playing politics with the future of New York. And guess what? Election results are coming soon. November 2006 elections are what the president and his Republican party are worried about. That's why they're giving the money to cities where they have tight races going on. And that's just not right to New York or to the United States and to our security. What do you think?